Welcome to Jubilee Christian Church International, Chapel of Victory, Durham, North Carolina. Thank you for listening to this message. For more information about Jubilee, please visit us online at jubileenc.org or call us at 919-484-0707.
Glory to Jesus. Sometimes victory is not what you feel. Victory is what you take. You don't always feel victorious, but you are victorious. You know, the news you heard this past week bothers your mind, trouble your heart. You don't feel the reason to rejoice. Come on, shake your body and say, "Thank you, you are a loser. I see you have lost again. You lost again." Shake your body and say, "Victory is mine. Victory is mine. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. I am saved. I am delivered." Come on, let me hear you. I am healed. I am saved. I am delivered. I am rich. I am not broken. I am not poor. I am strong. I am not weak. I'm speaking to a victorious church this morning. If you are victorious, jam your hands together and give God a shout of praise. While we're still standing, hold somebody's hands as we pray together. You are victorious even though you don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. It's already recorded on your behalf. You are victorious. I look into the book this morning and I see you are victorious. In Malachi chapter 3 verse number 16, I heard God speak this word very loud and clear this morning. Malachi chapter 3 verse number 16, we are in the month of remembrance. And the Lord said the books are opened. The books are opened. There is something written across your name in the book. You will collect yours in this morning. God is remembering somebody today. God is remembering your name. They that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. The Lord saw it. The Lord heard it. And the Lord said, a book of remembrance be opened before him. Something is in that book for you. As we celebrate the Lord this Sunday morning, as we come to the end of 2019 this month, everything written in the book concerning you, they shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I say your name is coming up before God for remembrance. Oh, if you can say a big amen, God remembers you today. Oh, this is the month of remembrance. Heaven remembers you today. Something about you is about to be set loose. Something about your name is about to be completed. This month, your glory will burst forth. This month, your miracle will be completed. In the mighty name of Jesus. He says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Whatever I've written is written concerning your life. No devil can disannul what God has written for your life. All the doors that God has opened for you, no devil can shut it down." I say unto you this morning, heaven remembers you. Now hold that brother and say, "God remembers you this morning." I said this morning, God remembers you. Your name has come to God for remembrance. Everything concerning your life, the Lord shall perfect it. In Psalm 138, one scripture that says, the Lord shall perfect all that concerneth me. Come and say to somebody, all that concerns you, the Lord shall perfect it. This year will not run to an end without you seeing the end of your dream. Your dream will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in your presence as one army, one body of Christ. We stand in awe of you. We stand on the platform of grace. Lord, we stand on the pedestal of mercy, not merit. Lord, to lay claim on the book that is open for your people. Book of remembrance. From January to December, everything that God has spoken, written, promised concerning you, as the books are opening, I say this morning you will collect them in the name of Jesus. You will not miss out on the purpose of God. You will not miss out on the plans of the Almighty God. Oh, I remove your name from some books that your name does not belong. Book of death, I remove your name. Oh, somebody hearing me? I say, I remove the name of your children from the book of calamity, from the book of sorrow, from the book of pain. I remove your name from that register in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Let the spoken word and the written word mix with our faith. Turn our lives around. Release joy. Release healing. And deliverance into the life of your people. Blessed be your name, O God. And the church say big amen. Put your hands together. Celebrate the Lord. Now shake somebody and say, you are in the right place this morning. The theme of the word of God this morning is God will remember you. Come and be seated. In the next few moments, we're going to be praying and speaking again to God on the theme, remember me, O Lord. Oh, somebody will be remembered this morning. Put your hand on your chest, your right hand on your chest, and lift your left hand up as we stand on grace. Say with me, Father, remember me. O Lord, it is my turn. Remember me, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Psalm 106, verse number 4. A man of God penned this word together and put it across to us. Psalm 106, verse 4, it says, remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people, remember me. When mercy flows, pass me not by. When grace has been released, Lord, remember me. The angels are moving in the midst of God's people this morning. It is your turn. Come on, say it is your turn. Hey, God is turning to you. It is your turn. Remember me, O Lord. It is my turn for lifting. May I say to you this morning, you are not forgotten. You know, sometimes it looks like life left us behind. Dreams are not coming to pass. You felt abandoned. But I say to you this word this morning, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14. Isaiah 49, verse 14, Zion cried out to God in tears. Her heart was broken. She thought God, our creator, forgot her. It's as if you say in that scripture, verse number 14. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. And my Lord has forgotten me. Maybe that is the cry of someone this morning. It looks like the things you have desired, they are not coming to pass. You are not realizing them. But here God's word in verse number 15. He says, can a woman forget a sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Because they are humans. But I will not forget you. Come on, say somebody, you are not forgotten. Men may forget you, but God says, I did not forget you. Sometimes they miss your name on the register. Sometimes when they are distributing the gift, they miss you. But your Father never forgets you. You may be in one corner called loneliness. You may be on a street called dead end. But your Father is mindful of you. You may have struck on a lot of failure this year and you didn't see things come to pass. But here is the good news. God says, I have not forgotten you. Not one time. He says, I have graven your name on the palm of my hands. Your words are in front of me continually. How can I forget you? No, I won't. Has anybody forgotten their hand when they go for dinner? Say, oh my God, I forgot my hand at home. God, I cannot forget. You understand? I cannot. You are constantly in front of me. I know your mom forgets you. David's dad forgot him. In the time for glory came, everybody was looking for opportunity to showcase their children. But David was forgotten. Nobody was mindful of him. He was nobody. Anointing was about to flow. All the boys lined up. But David, nobody called his name. You know, there are some individuals like that. In everything, people don't remember you. Hey, but God. In fact, no table. There is no table until you are present. Nobody is eating until you are on the table. Are you hearing me, church? God made them to wait for this small boy to show up. Because God did not forget you. He did not. Your promotion time is coming. And when it comes to your turn, it will be great. When you get yours, it will be loud. You are not a local celebrity. You are an international celebration. In the name of Jesus. When it is delayed, it's because it's coming out big. The noise that is about to be made about you. Hey, everybody in the locality, in the community, they will hear your name. Are you hearing? I said they will hear your name. When Lazarus died, Jesus didn't show up. When he was sick, Jesus didn't show up. Because Lazarus was not a local celebrity. So let's wait for his demise. And when Lazarus rose up, people came from afar just to see Lazarus. You! God is about to fix something big in your life. I am prophesying to somebody this morning. I said, God will fix that something beautiful in your life. For he made all things beautiful in his time. Your time is coming. Your time is in the hand of God. It's not according to the set time of man. So don't walk by the clock of man. God holds the alarm clock of your life. His hand is on the thermostat of your life. He regulates, he controls the temperature. Not in the hand of man. This morning is to speak prophetically to your life. God will remember you. I said, God will remember you. No, he did not even forget in the first instance. His mind is too large to forget. Your dreams will come to pass. It reminds me of a man called Joseph. Joseph had a dream, and it was a dream that was going down the drain. He couldn't understand. He thought it was going to get better. It was getting worse. College admission was denied. I had that same challenge when I finished high school. It was so hard. I wanted to study medicine. Denied first time, denied second time. I mean, it was just frustrating. And I didn't know why. The third time, God said, Lord, I don't know what to do. God said, you are trying to read the wrong course. I want to put it in the right place. Because across your path, there's somebody on the way. You have to meet that person. You cannot read this course. This is the right course. When there is a delay, many times it's because the blessing is going to explode. Are you with me, church? You are not forgotten. So Joseph thought, well, look at it. I was in Potiphar's house where I'm just like a local champion. Then from there, he went to the house of a man called, the prison before the palace. And it was just getting ugly and getting worse and worse. One day, he gave this interpretation of dreams, and there was hope along the line. And then he told one man, he said, look, I know you are going to the palace, but when you get there,
Please remember me. I'm here. I was forsaken. I was forgotten. They put me here. I didn't commit any. Please remember me. And the man got to the palace. He was drinking and having nice time, drinking Budweiser, whatever you people do. He was drinking some stuff. He forgot. I hope nobody's drinking Budweiser. Praise the Lord. He was drinking all kind of stuff and having good time in the palace. He forgot Joseph completely. Completely. But when the books are open for you, one day, heaven said, now let's open the file of that man called Joseph. Years ago, we gave him a dream. Open the file, angel. See, when God visits you, he moves heaven and earth on your behalf. It doesn't matter who stands on the way. Either God moves them or he used them. There are people who say, no, they won't let you go. Either God will move them or we will use them. Are you with me, church? Anything that stands before your tree, either they remove or they are what? Crushed. The books were open for Joseph. God said, now, angel, what is the book? The dream. Give this father woman, give him some ugly dream. Let him understand what he saw. Because the books were open. And as the chain of reaction started moving, your train has started moving. Are you hearing me? Oh, I am hearing it in my spirit. Your train has taken off. It has moved. It's moving. Because this month is a month of remembrance. The book are opening for you. The book opened for Joseph. And the chain of reaction started. And then that man said, oh my God, I remember my fault today. He forgot to remember because God is in charge of the books. And within 24 hours, everything about Joseph lined up. All the troubles, then released, acquitted, and discharged. The king needed to see him. God was ready. Angels were ready. The files were opened. A wife was lined up for him. You never, he got somebody to propose. If I didn't propose, the proposal was made by the king. He didn't pay dowry, bride price, don't worry about that. Because the books are opened. He was a felon in the prison. You know what they call felon? A criminal, whatever that is. Last night, he was wearing a prison jump. This morning was standing for the king. He was not a citizen of that land. Today, he was prime minister. No election, no voting, no choice, no opinion of anybody that matters. When God opened the book for you, the opinion of your boss does not count. Are you with me, church? Those who said they would see it over there, whatever, before they see you, God said, all right, you said it, you get it. Without anybody voting for Joseph, if Joseph were to go for a popular vote, nobody would have voted him. But he said, this is not by election. This is by selection. Come on, I said, this is by somebody is selected for grace this morning. Heaven is moving your file. God is opening your heart. Your file is open in heaven by selection. You don't qualify. You don't deserve. You don't have what it takes. If everybody were to vote for you, your name does not even appear. One gentleman in Texas, they were collecting all the votes. This man campaigned like hell. He did. I was receiving all this. I didn't vote for him because I live in North Carolina. He was in Texas. He was sending campaign. At the end of the day, I was shocked. He said all the vote he has in all the whole of Texas was 2 votes. I said, it doesn't make sense. Even my wife and myself. So nobody, I guess, voted for him. 2. That's bad, isn't it? But God said, I voted for you. The angel had voted for you. You may not have the name, you may not have the fame, but God has qualified you. Come on, say amen, I believe. Because the time of Joseph was now. God opened the book. The topic this morning is, Lord, remember me. It's a prayer. What does it mean when we say God remembers?
It means five things among many. I'm going to tell you very five things it means. When God remembers, what does it mean? Number one, it means your time of deliverance has come. In Genesis chapter 8, verse number 1, the Bible says, and God remembered Noah. Noah was in the middle of a flood. Some of you are in some storm right now, and it looks like you are forgotten. But the Bible says God remembered Noah in the middle of that flood, and he spoke to the flood to assuage, to gather together and set him free. I say this morning, anyone in the middle of a storm, the remembrance of God has come upon you. He will lift you up out of that storm in the name of Jesus. You are going through it. You are not going to settle in it. You will survive that storm. You will tell the story of that trouble in your life. What does it mean? When God remembers you, it preserves your life. We saw in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, when God remembered something in verse 29. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain. In the middle of destruction, lives were wasted, flesh were roasted, people were burning, but God's remembrance. I'm praying for someone this morning. When God remembers, he will deliver your children. He will deliver your son. And the Bible says, God remembered who? God remembered Abraham. And he sent Lot out of the midst of the trouble. Why? Abraham, it was not Lot. It was Abraham that God remembered. Why? Because Abraham was interceding. Every prayer you pray this year, heaven will remember them. Oh, I said the prayer you offered over your children, God will remember them for good. He will deliver them from destruction. I was reading the other day about the story of the Columbine assassination. You remember the Columbine shootings in 1999? There was this story about this young lady who, just a fraction of minutes, she went out from the school to get something. Before she came back, all her friends were shot to death. I wonder what happened. Somebody prayed. The masses of God delivered her. See, that's what happened. In the middle of the confusion, when the place was burning, remember, the remembrance of God is also his deliverance. I pray he will remember you. He will deliver you. He will deliver your children. And God sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, because God never forgets his covenant friends. Every prayer and intercession this year, God will remember them. When God called Noah out of the flood, and God said, so that I will keep my covenant with you. The Bible says, he set a rainbow. You remember we saw that this morning. He set a bow in heaven. That every time it becomes raining and cloudy and you are afraid, I will remember my covenant. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has come out of my mouth. I pray this morning, God will remember you. In the middle of darkness, God will remember you. When everybody is suffering and crying sorrow, God will remember you. The remembrance of God makes a difference for that man that day. God, Lord. Number two, when God remembers you, what does it mean? It means he brings his word to fulfillment. He gives you a breakthrough by his word. Somebody this morning, you're going to experience a long forgotten prophecy coming to pass in your life. Somebody said it some years ago. You forgot it, but God didn't forget. Because when God remembers, some years ago in this church, I remember there was a young man who came to give prophecy. I wrote some of those things there. And in my trip this past week, I was in the middle of one unusual gathering. I won't tell you all the details here, but it's an unusual gathering. The top of the leaders of the nation. And I sat there. I gave a thought about what can fix our country. Where I was raised, where I was born. Some suggestion, what can help our youth? the second man in command of the country, look at all of the suggestions and take them my home. Said, this one, let's work on this one. Told the minister, said, look, let's work on this one. I said, God, then I remember there was a word. Every word that God has given you. Are you hearing me, people of God? You forgot, but God, I didn't forget. It is a time of remembrance. The books are open for you, and prophecy shall be established. I say it shall be established. Well, does it mean when God remembers Psalm 105 verse 42? Very quickly, Psalm 105 verse 42. For he remembered his only promise. He remembered Abraham, his servant. When God remembers you, some promises sitting on the shelves of God are suddenly activated. I see angels getting busy on your behalf right now. And your fire has started moving. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they sat on your fire. God said, move it, move it, move it, move it. Because I remember him. Your name is Gabriel. Your name is Dorcas. Your name is Alice. Your name is Sarah. God remembers you today. Something is moving, moving on your behalf. And in Genesis chapter 21 verse 1, the scripture says, Genesis 21:1, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. God is not a man, neither the son of man. He will not say a thing and repent. The Lord visited Sarah as what? As he had said. And the Lord did. God is a performer. The Lord did unto Sarah, in spite of the opinion of a consultant, or the OBGYN doctor wrote you off. But I say, God is visiting you. Hey, it's against a popular opinion that an 18-year-old man, 89-year-old man, will be in the gynae world and lie down and say, let's do the X-ray. Mama, are you pregnant? Or maybe you mean your granddaughter? Are you saying, check me, the one kind of baby. If she were to walk into Duke Regional, all my doctors here can attest, with all our ear wide and few teeth left in her mouth. And say, Doctor Deroju, could you check this? The first question, Mama, are you here for yourself, for your granddaughter, or your daughter? How old are you, Mama? You're going to check her birth certificate, isn't it? Say, I am about 88, 89. I'm pregnant. Against the advice of the consultant, your God will come true for you. Because he remembers his word. 25 years of waiting, God says it's nothing. It is nothing to God. He's the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for him? I say this morning, doors will begin to swing open for you. Barriers will begin to move on your behalf. What they said was positive. God is turning it to negative. I'm prophesying. I say what they said is positive. God is changing it to negative. Yeah, God can do that, can he not? Because he's going to remember you. He remembered her. And the Bible of Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. At the same time, at the set time of which God had spoken, so there was laughter in their house. God will end this year for you with laughter. I say you will have a laughing galore. Your children will be laughing. Your wife will be laughing. Husband, you have nothing but to laugh. I prophesy it and I establish it. Your cake is turning to laughter. Same thing was recorded for a woman that God remembered in Genesis 30. Genesis chapter 30 verse 22, and God remembered Rachel. There are people who fail, they are forgotten. But God said, no, I did not. Her sister made fun of her, ridicule in the house. But God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and God opened her womb. And she conceived, verse 23, and bear a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. Shame is not my story. Come on, do your hand like this. Shame? No, not in our family. We will not see shame. We will not see shame. Because when God remembers you, He turns dryness into fruitfulness. He reverses shame and releases glory. He removes tears and replaces it with laughter. God remembers. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 19, there was another remembrance. 1 Samuel 1:19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew, Anna is, you know what the word new means, right? Knew Anna. They always been knowing her. He knew her. And the Lord did what? Again, remembered her. Now, this time, see, they thought it was the usual knowing. No. It doesn't matter where this knowing happened. In the kitchen, or the bathroom, or the bedroom. The Lord has remembered Hannah. Are you with me, church? You just need to show up. Because God has remembered the lady. When God remembered you, the opinion of other people don't matter anymore. Are you with me, church? Whether they show up or they don't show up, God can fix your miracle. Because God said, I already remembered her. Satan, you came too late. I've already remembered her. And that very moment, too. You know the end of the story. The next verse, what happened next verse? Wherefore, it came to pass. When the time was come, about after Anna had conceived, that she bear a son and call his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. So when God remembers, He releases. Are you with me, church? He releases a miracle, a blessing. You carry something bigger than yourself. When God remembers. Are you with me, church? Come and say with me, Father, remember me today. Oh, if somebody praying this, God, remember me today. You thought you have forgotten, because I did not forget you. When I remember, I visit. When God remembers, number three, He activates the covenant over your life. The covenant it is that is working, not our strength. When God remembers a man in a difficult situation, the covenant becomes activated. I was reading the other day of the story of a lady who was traveling in a car, in a saloon car with a group of other people. And suddenly there was an accident, a big crash. The vehicle was crushed from the, what do you call the bonnet? No, the front. Bonnet now. Look at that. American English, British English. The front of the car, not the back. British call it bonnet, right? Bonnet, hood, it's empty. From the hood down, the car was crushed. Everybody inside the car crushed. You know, God's covenant works. The woman shouted Jesus, cried. The covenant was activated. When the rescuer came, everybody in that car was crushed. They opened the trunk now, and the woman was inside the trunk. Woman explained, how did you get inside the trunk? I don't know. I just cried out to God. Some invisible force translated her. The covenant will work for you. Are you with me, church? The covenant was activated in the nick of time. This covenant. That's called God remembers. Your mama prayed for you. God answered the prayers. Your daddy did some good thing. God repaid the children. Why? Because the covenant works. Look at it in Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. It says, Exodus 2, 24. And God heard their groanings. And God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. These three people were no longer alive, but God remembered. The people, the sons, the children cried. God activated the covenant. We don't follow our children everywhere, but the covenant over our life follow them. Are you with me, church? The covenant over your life will keep your children. When they are doing some dangerous things, the covenant will spare their lives. Can you see that? The children groaned. The covenant stepped in. Can you see that? That is God remembering. He remembered how you walked with him. And because of that, he's going to translate mercy to your children. Because you walked with him. He remembered the seed you sowed. And he's going to remember it in the life of your grandchildren. Things that will have claimed their life, God spared their lives. You could not explain it, but the covenant works. Why? God remembers. Are you with me, church? What does it mean when God remembers? I'm wrapping up. When God remembers, number four, he releases mercy. Come on, say mercy. Mercy says no to all the requests of the devil. Everything the devil presented before God this year, mercy denied them. That's why you are still seated this morning. That's why you are still kicking. You thought the devil doesn't want you dead? You traveled, you came back, you ate, you swallowed, you went to the bathroom, everything was going perfectly. You didn't know that the devil made a request, but mercy denied them. Remember, Satan came to Jesus. When did Jesus say? He told Peter, say, Peter, Satan has requested to have you sifted like a wheat. But we said no. We denied that request. Oh, I say every evil request the enemy is presenting before now and the end of this year, mercy say no to them. It will spare your life. It will deliver you. Because Psalm 98 verse number 3, write it down for yourself. This is a good study for you to go back home and study. Psalm 98 verse 3. And he has remembered his mercy. So God remembers some things. He remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. When nothing else is working for you, mercy, not merit, will kick in. What is God remembering? Come on, lift your hand again and say, Father, remember me today. If you don't take anything from this message, I want you to take this prayer. Lord, remember me. Remember me, oh God. Now I know what remembrance means. When God remembers you, number five, it turns around your problem. It turns around your misfortune. Even death, it turns it around. Because God remembers something. We read in Isaiah chapter 38 very quickly. Let's go to verse number 1. And we're going to skip through very fast. Isaiah 38 verse number 1. The Bible talks about a man called Ezekiah. In those days was Ezekiah. To give me verse number 1. He was sick to death. And the scripture said, the prophet Isaiah came and said unto him, wrap up, pack your stuff, your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Verse number 2. And this man, what did he do? He turned his face. Come on, say, turn. Sometimes you have looked at human beings for too long. You depend on them. You trust them. You trust their tongue. Come on, say, turn. Come on, that's why they disappoint you. There is a God who will never fail you. When everybody forgets you, turn to God. He turned his face from the physician, from the record, from the advisors. He turned to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord. Verse number 3, and God, and he said something. He looked like Ezekiah understand the message, remember me, O Lord. He prayed this prayer. Look at how he started. He said, remember now, O Lord. You know that what? There's a time in your life when God says, produce your case. Bring your strong reasons. Let's plead together that thou mayest be justified. God was listening. A verdict has gone out. You know, God don't change his word back and forth. You know that, right? His yea is yea. But there is something that this man, he pressed a dangerous button. Say, Lord, remember now. God says, I'm not unfaithful to to forget your labor of love. Next week, I'm going to talk about those who of you who have sowed seed, you have served, you have committed time. There's a reward coming for you. There is a reward. He said, remember now, O Lord, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. Full stop. Can you see that? He didn't ask for more years. He didn't ask God for long life. He didn't ask God for heal me. He didn't ask God bind me. Lord, kill the enemy. Lord, he didn't say that. He just said those words. And he cried in his tears. Were unwritten requests. And then go to the next verse. And God's all right, Isaiah, you are not done yet. Go back. Tell my servant, verse number 5 now. Tell my servant, Hezekiah, that this, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. What was the prayer? Remember now. Wow. Do you have something you can bring before God and say, God, remember? What does God remember in your life? I told this morning about a pastor who went to plead on behalf of one of his members who fell from a skyscraper and was dead. Rushed him to the hospital. Everybody was cannibalizing. They washed him. They spread him. Dead, gone, forgotten. But his pastor, you know, when pastors cry unto God on your behalf, if you are faithful member, God will hear. Are you here? Are you with me? This pastor prayed and said, God, remember now how this man has been useful in our church. This man was our general superintendent. This man was, the pastor was arguing with God. Who will do his job if you kill him? He's very good at the job. Who is going to do that job? He didn't even begin with reasoning with his children. God, you know, he has children. Lord, you know, he has a wife. No, he said, no, what about your work? Will you let your work suffer? And the man stood his ground in prayers, talking to God for the dead man. A few hours after the prayers, the man gasped and woke up in the hospital. You thought he would be smiling. He was angry. He was mad. Why? He said, Pastor, I am angry with you. Why did you pray? I was in the presence of Jesus, having good time. Fellowship was good. Then suddenly the Lord told me, you have to go back. And I said, Lord, why do I have to go? He said, look over there. My servant is praying. I will honor his prayers. As I pray for you, God will honor the prayers. It will avenge your cause. It will intervene in your situation. No matter how bad it is, God can turn it around when he remembers. Because the pastor brought something before God. Remembrance. What does God remember? I write these few things down. Go to my next slide. What does God remember? Number one, he remembers your walk and your love for him. If you are faithful, committed, serious, serving, do you know that God noticed those things? Your passion, your excitement. You woke up this morning, you could have been watching soap opera, you came to the church. God sees those things. He says, Lord, remember my work and my heart. How, you know, there was work, there was heart. Look at what I have done with my life for you. And God said, I remember. He didn't pray. There was no prayer request. God said, I'm adding 15 years to your life. Bonus. You were supposed to be dead. You were supposed to be, according to what is originally written in the book for you, 50, you are dead. But I give you bonus. Who can question God? Is that right? God said, I wrote it. I erased it. I had 15 more. Where the devil can say, why should God, why did you not kill him? No, God is, Kabi is the Almighty God. He acts and nobody questions him. Are you with me? This morning he has decided to favor you, and there's no devil that can stop it. He didn't pray any prayer. He just said, God, remember now, my work, my talk, my heart. In Jeremiah chapter 2, as I wrap up, Jeremiah chapter 2, in verse number 1 to 3, there was a situation in the life of the people of Israel. There was a problem. And God spoke up. Look at Jeremiah chapter 2, verse number 2 now. In verse 2, he said, "Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee." Look at that. "I remember you. I remember the kindness of your youth, the love of your espouser." When you gave your life to Christ, your passion, your fervency, God said, "I remember. I remember those things you have done." He says, "I remember when you went after me in the wilderness, when nobody was following me, you followed me." Now, verse number 3, this is the conclusion. "Then you were holy unto me." Israel was holiness unto the Lord. "And the first fruit of his increase." All that, now this is the pronouncement. "Anyone that devour him shall offend." Anybody who bite you, God said, "I will knock off their teeth." Why? Because I remember. I love it in Message. Put it in Message translation. In Message translation, verse number 3, he said, "Israel was God's only choice, the peak of his crop." Message, please, Message. And he said, "Anyone who laid a hand on her will soon wish he hadn't." Hey, I love that. Anyone who met with you, God said, "I will mess with them seriously." Anyone who touch you, touch the apple of the eyes of God. He said, "Because I remember how you loved me." So don't quit loving God. Don't quit serving him. When nobody wants to, you should do it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care what other people want to do. They don't celebrate you. They don't clap for you. I've been serving this Christian ministry. Nobody will notice me because I remember. I remember. When it will matter, you'll be surprised. I remember. You were there on time. You were the first to come. Nobody applauded you. Nobody celebrated you for that. But I remember. There are things we don't know that God is watching. And he's recording it in his book. Amen. So what are we watching? What is God remembering as we wrap it up? Number 2, he remembers your offerings. He remembers your giving. The scripture concludes that with us in Acts chapter 10. We won't read it because of time. There was a man called Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man. He loved God. In verse number 2, the Bible says one day he was praying, and as he was praying, the angel of God showed up on his door. Verse number 3, and the angel said, Cornelius, I'm sent by God to answer you. He saw a vision, and the angel called him, said to him, Cornelius, go to verse number 4. In verse number 4, he said, Cornelius, verse 4 now, Cornelius, your prayer, are you there? Verse number 4. And when he looked at him, he was afraid. And he said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy hands have come up for a memorial before God. Your prayers, all the prayers you prayed this year. The Bible says the prayer of the saints are like incense in the sight of God. They go like a smoke before God. God save it. One scripture says, he locked my tears in his bottle. God kept it. Your pain, your affliction, your cry, they are coming to God for a memorial. Are you getting the people of God? The money that left your pocket to give to someone, you do not know it was recorded. Angel said, Cornelius, salvation has come to your house. We've decided to visit you. Your fire was open in heaven, and God saw in your fire, he saw your consistent giving. And he saw in your fire that you don't hit your tithe. You give it. You don't take a little bit out of it to buy stuff. You give it. It comes to God. Your prayers, your giving has been consistent. And so salvation is coming your way. This morning, as we rise together, let's rise together. We're going to pray. This is our prayer. Remember me, O Lord. Oh, if you will do that, come on, cry to God. Lord, remember me. Come on, say, Lord, remember me. Put Psalm 20 on the screen. God remembers something. When you are face to face with situations in your life, there's a scriptural background where you can step up your ground and say, God, remember X, Y, Z. You have right to do that because the Bible tells us how to do it. Are you there? Psalm 20, verse number 1. It says, the Lord, I would like you to say amen to this one if you believe it. The Lord hears you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. It will send you help from the sanctuary. It will strengthen you out of Zion. In verse 3, it will remember all your offerings. It will accept your burnt sacrifice. God remembers things. One of the things He remembers is the things that come from your hands. He told Cain, Cain, you ain't running anywhere. The blood of your brother calling me. You thought you would kill him and get away? No way. The blood is speaking. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain, such that the voice of a sacrifice was speaking to God. Lift your two and say, God, all the seed I sowed this year, 2019, let them speak back into my life. All my kindness, all the prayers, all the sacrifices. Oh God, remember me. Come on, shout the Lord, remember me. One more time, Lord, remember me. Remember my prayers. Remember my family. Remember my children. Remember my wife. Lord, remember me. He will answer you. In the time of trouble, He will fight for you. If I can have a big amen, He will fight for you. He will defend you. The Lord will cover your back. He will send you timely help. He will strengthen you in your weakness. He will grant your heart's desires. He will perform your plans. He will perfect that which concerns you. Your labor shall not be in vain. Your tears shall not be for nothing. The Lord shall remember. You have done it. He will remember. Because He's a good God. This is a remembrance month. I'm praying that God will visit you like never before. Join your hand with someone as we close. There's something we also don't want God to remember. See, one scripture says, remember not the sin of my youth. There's certain things we don't want God to remember. There's opportunity here this morning. You're saying, God, don't remember my mess or my miss. Please, Lord, don't remember those ones. Especially if you are not born again. Want to say, Jesus, remember me now. I give my heart to you. I surrender my heart to you. I want to repair my relationship. If you wanted to do that, you can unchain your hand and just wave your hand to me. I will pray with you. It will help you. It will give you new beginning. It will wipe all the old stuff. It will start afresh with you. God, remember not the sin of my youth. Forgive my sins. Now, as we close this morning, anyone here this day, you know where your mates were when you graduated together. They seem to have flown off and left you crawling. Come and say, Lord, remember me. It is my turn. Maybe you are married and you are trusting God for fruit of the womb. Lord, like Anna, Lord, remember me. Remember me like Rachel. Remember me. Maybe you are looking and expecting some lifting in your office. They forgot you. They lost your fire. Lord, remember me now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray over your people this morning. This is our cry, Lord. Remember us. Lord, remember us. Remember us. Anyone in low estate, Father, remember them. Anyone in trouble, Lord, remember them. Anyone who are struggling, Lord, remember them this morning. Every member of Jubilee, may God remember you. This month of remembrance, may your files be opened in heaven. May God's visitation flow to your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Come and say with me, God, remember me. May I say one more thing before we receive the wedding party? You also need to remember someone today. Is there somebody you should remember? Someone you have not greeted for a while. Remember them. Send them a text. Remember to do kindness to someone. Is it something we should do? Blessed are those who are merciful. For what? They will receive mercy. As we are celebrating the new year, the Christmas festivity, do you know there are families that their hearts are broken? If you remember them, God will remember you. Can you think about it for 1 minute? Are there people around me that I need to remember? Open your hand of kindness. Dispatch some seed. Remember your mom in Africa. This is Christmas time. Send that good seed. And say, my son, bless you. Remember. Don't let mama die and you show up. Remember. Are you hearing me? Look around our church. All hands are not equal. Some people may not have celebrations of Christmas. Remember them. Let something come from your hand say, to you, I just thought of doing you kindness. Are you blessed this morning? Will you remember somebody? God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Stay blessed.